The longtime mayor of Higginsville is stepping down in just a few short days after 31 years of service. Mayor Bill Cullis chose not to seek re-election, instead planning more travel time with his wife. An open house is scheduled for the mayor from 3 to 6 p.m. on Monday, June 15th, at the Higginsville City Hall Auditorium, prior to Cullis leading his final council meeting.
Then at 6 o'clock, I'll conduct my last Board of Aldermen meeting. The new folks that will be taking office will be sworn in after that, and then my official duties as mayor of Higginsville will be done. I say that and I think, holy cats, is that right? It's going to seem different for a while.
When you go through Higginsville, it feels like a healthy, vibrant community, bursting with lots of community pride. Has it always been that way?
No, ma'am. And that, a lot of that has to do with how things look. And we had to clean up some properties, add some new stuff, get some new businesses in town, and take care of the businesses where we didn't have businesses, get somebody to locate in there. But I think when we did that, we got people to paint up their facilities. We got people to fix sidewalks, keep the grass mowed, and, you know, and take down old derelict buildings and then put something new up in its place. That has been a real project for all of us. It's been one that I have supported strongly from the day I walked into office, and I think that's going through. People have picked up on their own, and now we don't really have to harp at them too much to get things done. They do it. They want to. They want to make their properties look good. So I think when you do drive into town that you will see, yeah, this is not a bad-looking little town. It's okay. We're proud of that part, and we will try to keep that going.
Under his tenure, the city upgraded its electric plant, reselling some of that power to pay down that $16 million project. Eyesores in the downtown area and elsewhere were raised, but replaced by new buildings, he says. His town is seeing a growth on or near Highway 13, with a new Wood and Houston Bank location and a Dollar Tree opening in mid-July. Like a proud papa, he also shares other new businesses and expansions happening in his town.
There's some other properties that have got some interest to maybe expand out that direction. And campus health, mental health on 19th Street, a nice big project. That's a brand new building. And also TTG out south of town did a nice enlargement to their program out there and then also included more employees. And Verizon is almost ready, I think, to turn their new cell tower on.
Fiscal responsibility is a theme when you talk with Mayor Cullis. That may help Higginsville weather the financial storm caused by COVID-19.
Yeah, the revenues did fall short. They've decreased. However, I think lately we're seeing that they're kind of coming back a little bit, and at least they're kind of straight line rather than going down. Financially, we're strong. Maybe a little bit on the general fund side might be a little bit tenacious there. We're not really sure just how that's going to work out, but the rest of the services and the rest of the accounts all look good, so we're strong.
The retiring mayor says he'll continue to be a board member on Pioneer Trails Transportation Advisory Council and Highway 13 Coalition, whose ultimate goal is a four-lane highway from Clinton to Hamilton. Although a four-lane may not be in Highway 13's near future, MoDOT discussed improvements with that group prior to the pandemic.
But there is some talk from Higginsville to Warrensburg of having some additional lanes put in for passing purposes, which I think will be a real help on 13 Highway to improve the traffic and the safety, because anybody that's traveled that highway knows what I'm talking about.
The mayor's public service began much earlier than his days on the council. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1959 and was sent to the Panama Canal during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Cullis quotes Ralph Waldo Emerson for his philosophy of living.
The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you lived and lived well. And I am happy, so I can add that part to the rest of this. Ralph Waldo Emerson, he was so sharp. He knew what we have to do to make life well.
This is Joellen Black for KMZU News.